Thanks for being with us here on Galesburg Live. Sam Meredith, your host, our guest this morning from the One of Character program at Carl Sandburg College. Kara Taylor, Vanessa Gibbs, Sylvia Chavez, Shakisha Grays. Good morning, ladies. Welcome again. Thanks for being with us. And also the coordinator of diversity and recruitment at Carl Sandburg College, Anthony Law. Anthony, good morning once
again. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. Well, we've been talking about some things going on and the program and helping kids and a lot of the positive it does. And I know when we had the gentleman from the Men of Distinction on, we talked a little bit about some of the things that have happened, some of those very few things the negative people focus on, the shootings, which... Yes, they're bad. They don't happen very often. And one we talked about in particular with the guys, I know it really affected some of them a lot. I want to ask you guys, because obviously you were younger at the time too, in particular with Javon Butler. Is there a way, Kara, did that personally affect you or hit you in a way, whether you knew him well or not, that you know, it's like, okay, yeah, this has happened here, it does happen here, and maybe I want to do something?
I think before then it wasn't really happening. So mm-hmm. when it happened, it was like, oh my God, like he was so young and his life like just got took like that. It's like, I think it was a surprise for everybody.
Yeah, I guess maybe Vanessa, somewhat of an eye opener, I guess, in some ways.
Yeah, it really was. And I feel like even now people are still bringing it up because I've heard he doesn't have a headstone and nobody mm-hmm. really came together as a community as they did when other people had deaths in the community. So mm-hmm. I just think there's a difference there, and he was a kid himself. So for someone to have kids and be gone, I still think it should have been treated the same way. And yeah, I just say it was an eye opener because I was literally down the street when I heard everything go down and we had no clue what was going on. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
And speaking of that, Anthony, I wanted to bring that up again because last time when we had the Men of Distinction on, we talked about that fact that we're trying to kind of raise money for a headstone. And somebody actually, before we were done that Saturday morning, somebody actually came into the station, dropped off some money at the front desk here, which was really nice. So where are we at in that process? Obviously, still some need.
Well, there's still some need. And one of the things we wanted to do, we wanted to be respectful to the family. I think, and Vanessa's absolutely right, you know, we've got to treat... I think when that happened, when Javon's happened, it was so new to us as a community. Mm-hmm. We went into shock. The reality is we weren't a community where that kind of thing happened.
It was normally adults.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. We weren't new to violent crime. It just never had been a young person. Javon was well known, an athlete. He had a good personality. People liked him. You know, we went into shock. The family was grieving and dealing with those kind of things. So anyway, getting to your point, we're working on something. We want to be respectful of the family. We are working towards that because we want to. And once that is completed with the family's approval, we want to have a celebration of life as a community. There are so many people, young people who, you know, have J-Bay, you know, J-Bay world and J-Bay love and all these things. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that's a great tribute. But we want to put some meat behind that. How can I honestly say that I have a love and respect and different things for this young man and his legacy and know that, like you said, there's not a headstone there. So we need to do something, be people of action. And we've talked about it, and the guys are working on something as we speak. And like I said, the main thing we haven't gone fully public with it is, you know, kind of that disconnect with the family. A lot of them have moved away since. And so... We want to make sure we're being ultimately respectful, but it's coming. It is definitely coming.
And if somebody wants to help out, how could they go about doing that?
Well, they can either contact me directly or they can, and I'm not at liberty right now to give that family information. I want to make sure it's okay with them. But right now, currently, they can contact me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. So if somebody still wants to help out financially, still no headstone, which is sad. And like I said, we don't want to forget.
No. And I don't think we, as a community, will be able to forget. We want to make sure, though, that we do everything proper and in order. And we want to make sure that we, you know, when it happened, like I said, it caught us off guard. Now we've had a time to catch our breath, realize the impact on our community. And so now we need to go ahead and do some of the housekeeping things.
Absolutely. Sylvia, how about for you? Was that, did it impact you in a personal way, or just that, like, man, this is a really young person, whether I knew him or not, and this actually happened here?
No, I was actually in shock because I went to school with him. Like, we mm-hmm. were always together because of our last name, Butler Chavez. Like, it was always, like, always sitting together. Like, I knew him, and it just, when it happened, I was like, this guy was my age. Like, it just happened to him. It was crazy. And yeah, I mean, it had a different perspective of, like, safety, I guess, because it happened around the corner from, like, my house, actually. So just, like, being able to walk around, and, I mean, it's not as like, just us, but I know everybody, you know, just being able to walk around at night, like, you kind of just have that fear of, like, something happening, and, like, you don't know what could go on.
How about for you, Shakisha? I don't know what kind of neighborhood you grew up in, your time you spent in Chicago, but was this... Was it in where you lived? Was this one of those things that was kind of the norm?
Yeah, it was pretty common in where I lived. I mean, like, if it wasn't every day, it was every week, basically. So, like, I was in shock just because, like, you know, it happened in little Galesburg. But, like, in Chicago, that's everyday life.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't want to put it in that, like, bad light because it doesn't really happen every day. Like, I don't want to have that negative connotation that, oh, yeah, Chicago just has violence every day. But, like, it was something that was common, like, you know, opposed to Galesburg.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the thing we want to shed light on here this morning is that, you know, it happens. It's horrible when it happens. But it's pretty rare. It's pretty rare that it happens. Air Force, you know, we had a couple instances. We had the railroad days and a couple other things. But they're pretty rare. So, all in all, it's not that often. So, it's... That's the and Anthony I talked about the people focus so much on the negative when there's so much more positive, and I guess that's kind of where you guys come in and talking to young people and everything, I guess. So have in your talking with the younger people, do things like that come up, or like the railroad days, or they do are the young kids, do they ever talk about those things, or that they're worried about things like that, about violence? Do you ever hear any of that from them?
I feel like you do hear it, but I don't know, like. Sometimes they'll talk about it, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, did you hear about this? But I'm like, yeah, but it's not a good thing, you know? Like, try to stay away from it because you don't want that to be you.
Yeah.
And just trying to get that into their head, like, you should stay away from that because that's not something that's good because that could ruin a lot of things for you and just your future, I guess.
Well, and I suppose it's just they want to feel safe, too, I guess, is a big part of it. We're talking about some things happening here in our community and some positives. And one of those things we talked about earlier, an event coming up later on this morning, the community cookout sponsored by the NAACP. It'll be at Kiwanis Park getting underway at 10 o'clock this morning. And there's so much going on. And this is for everybody, true, a community cookout. That's what we want to stress and focus on. And so many people involved, so many volunteers. I know, Kiara, you said you're going to be out there today. What's your role going to be today?
Me and Shakisha are going to go out there for the CVB, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and just talk about basically what there is to do in Galesburg and the events and the history and the attractions and different just things to do positive in Galesburg.
Have you guys, any of you been to the event in the past?
Yes.
Yeah.
And kind of, I mean, what you saw, I'm guessing, was really cool to see just a lot of community members come together. Anybody else going to be able to go today? I know, Sylvia, you said you had to work. You'll be there, Vanessa?
Yeah, I'll be there with Allen Chapel, my church. And, they're giving away cool things for the kids. And that's also another thing that people could come to that's free.
Free supplies for the kids.
For if school. You don't have, you know, the funds or anything to get all those expensive supplies. So, and you get a free book bag, so.
What, free haircuts as well?
Yes, sir. Yes,
music, sir. Food. The food is free. Dwight White's going to be manning the grill again, and the food is free. Mm-hmm. And it's just, again, a great community event. And just a chance to, you know, we talked about this, was right. This is a chance, Anthony, to just maybe meet somebody you've never met before. Maybe you live over here, they live over there, you've never met them, you never talked to them, or maybe you've seen them and not talked to them. Well, here's your chance to have a conversation with somebody you might not know.
Exactly. If, you know, the thing is, you know, Galesburg is bigger than an address. Galesburg, the community of Galesburg, is each and every individual here. And so if you really want to know more about Galesburg, if you want to have a different perspective of your hometown, get to know the people that are here. A lot of times, just a simple conversation, you'll find that you have more in common with people than less. You know, you just don't. Sometimes we look at people and we make assumptions. Or sometimes we'll look at people and say, well, if you're not originally from here, then X, Y, and Z. Okay. Well, not all of us, you know, not everybody here was born here, had been here their whole life. It doesn't mean that they're not a vital part of the community. I didn't grow up here, but I've been here for 30 years. I love Galesburg. I've been asked several times by my friends that I went to high school with every time I, you know, why haven't you come back home? Why don't you come back home? I said, this is my home. For whatever it's worth, you know, I do believe in Galesburg as a community. I raise my kids here. I think they've had a good life. I like the schools. Is everything perfect? Of course not. But the reality is that I think they've had good experiences because of the things that they've been exposed to. We do have a tragedy every now and then. We do have situations that arise every now and then. The railroad days, as you mentioned, was a prime example. We had some people that disrespected what railroad days is all about by their behaviors. I understand that. But the most troubling thing with that is afterwards when people were saying, I'm not taking my kids back. I'll never go again. What is that doing? How is that? You experienced railroad days in your childhood growing up. You've got one idiot out of all the years, out of the thousands of people who have been to railroad days, one or two knuckleheads, and you decide that you're not going to take your kids anymore. You're not going to take – things happen at schools nationwide. Are you not going to let your kids go to school anymore? Right. Things happen in the street nationwide and here. Are you not going to let your kids walk in the street anymore? So eventually, what are you going to do? Eventually, what you're doing is you're giving power to the people that choose to do these negative things. And basically, I guess you're going to just carry your kid on your hip till they're 18. And then what?
Right.
Where are their social skills?
That opens up a whole other set of problems.
Exactly.
That they're so sheltered.
Because all they know is mom and dad's hip. Yeah. And that's not realistic. That's not giving them an opportunity to experience their own Galesburg. Yeah. So what I say is, okay, if you're going to act up at railroad days, we're going to come out twice as strong next year. But we're also going to be alert. And if we see somebody that looks like they're on something, on a negative, bringing negative to Galesburg, to railroad days, we're going to get on the phone. But we're not staying home. Because this is Galesburg and we are Galesburg.
You know, that you can't let them, whoever they are, win.
No.
Which that's not necessarily your purpose. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but you can't shelter. And you know what? And we're all going to go at some point. We don't know when. When it's your time, it's your time. I mean, it's going to happen at some point. And yes, that would be horrible. You know, we've had tragedies like that here, but when it's your time, whether it's getting hit by a bus or your plane crashing your car, whatever it is, it's going to happen at some point. Mm-hmm. So, you can't sit there and dwell on it and think, then worry about that.
Exactly.
You got to keep living your life.
And as a parent, I don't want to say that I do understand as a parent your concern about your child and your child's safety. I get that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if we as a community say, okay, we're going to take our kids to railroad days, the smart thing was, okay, if I'm going to take my little kids to railroad days, I'm taking them during the day or an early evening. 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
That's not the best thing for my young kids. I can, but I've got to also understand that the consequences. And then accept those. But if I do next year, I'll take my kids out. If they were still young, I'm taking them out and I'm being observant. I'm watching. I'm gonna get my neighbors. Hey, what are we doing? We're gonna all, maybe a group of parents. I'm gonna take our kids out and show people. We're not afraid. You know?
Absolutely.
So we're gonna be here.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It is good morning. This is Galesburg Live. Tom Meredith, glad to be with you here this morning. Our guest, the coordinator of diversity and recruitment at Carl Sandburg College, Mr. Anthony Law, joining us this morning. He's also the head of the Men of Distinction Women of Character program at Carl Sandburg College, and some members of the Women of Character with us here this morning. Shakisha Graves, Vanessa Gibbs, Kiara Taylor, and Sylvia Chavez joining us here this morning. And again, thanks for being with us. You were talking about some of the things that have happened here in Galesburg, some of the bad things. And, you know, when somebody's willing to fire a gun at another person, it starts with, and we talked about this with Anthony and the Men of Distinction, that they don't care about other lives, other people's lives, but it starts with them not caring about their own life first. Mm-hmm. So in your talks, and I'll start with you, Kiara, your talks with young people, is that kind of a focus sometimes that, you know, I guess maybe it's just letting them know that they are wanted and people like them and they have opportunities mm-hmm. in this world, maybe, so they care about their own life.
I think it starts with self-esteem and, mm-hmm. like, what you're taught at home, basically. Because I was taught, like, love yourself, you know, act right. So just, like, it's self-esteem, basically. I think it starts at home.
Yeah. And which I guess, and that's part of why mm-hmm. your organization exists also, and talk to young people. Because, Vanessa, not all kids get that at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same. But also I feel like when we are volunteering or just, like, everyday lives, I try and tell the kids, because you do see bullying, like, oh, that's not my friend anymore. And then you go into, like, why? And then they're like, oh, because this happened. And I'm like, well, you should still be nice to them. And if you don't have anything nice to say, just don't say it at all. And it's just those little simple life lessons that help, like, them further. And, yeah, just basically it does start at home as well. Like, their parents telling them what to do. And So just trying to compliment those children when you do see them, like, oh, you're beautiful, don't say you're ugly or whatever, and things like that, and it helps in the future.
Yeah, and the whole bullying thing, I mean, it seems to, like, because of social media, I think it's gotten worse. There's more awareness of it than there ever was. Mm-hmm. You know, like, growing up, I don't know if there's anything that was ever talked about with kids our age when we were young, but now it's talked about more, but it's a bigger problem, too, when it comes, and like you said, with the social media, that advent. Have you seen that, Sylvia, in your talks with the young kid? Do they talk about that, or they say, oh, and even if they haven't been bullied, but talk about maybe something they've done or seeing those things on social media?
Seeing on social media? Yeah, like, I mean, I have a younger brother at home. He's only 12, and he'd be like, oh, like, this happened at school, and because this girl said this, or this video came up because of this girl, or I don't know, just something. Like, there's always something going on, and yeah, it's really common. And I notice it a lot through him because he's in middle school, you know, that's like the peak of drama, I guess. And yeah, it's all the time.
And Shakisha, I know you experienced that firsthand at mm-hmm. a dance. What about, but as we were talking about the self-esteem and the having respect for yourself, and without that, you're not going to have respect for anybody else. Is that, have you seen that in kids? It's like, I can tell with this young person that they probably aren't getting that at home, and somebody like me needs to step up and talk to them about it.
Right. I think you can just see it just, you know, on a person's face probably, or just how they carry themselves. Like, you know, some of the girls, like, okay, maybe, they just need some tips on, like, okay, how to not, I don't want to say, like, make themselves look better, but just, you know, to feel more positive about, like, their body, their, you know, appearance, and, you know, not, like, you know, stuck on it, but in a sense of, like, you know, okay, maybe I should take, you know, 20 minutes in a day to, like, you know, self-care or something, to appreciate yourself more and do, like, affirmations, like, I am strong, I am beautiful, I, you know, I'm worth it. And because I also do that myself, like, just through, like, therapy. Because, like, you need that. You need those reminders. Like, hey, I'm beautiful. I'm worth it. You know, even if people don't say it to you. But, mm-hmm.
and,
yeah.
Like, I think every child is so caught up in what their peers are saying about mm-hmm. them that they're mm-hmm. like, if they don't like me, then I see why. And then, like you said, the negatives, like, they look more for the negatives. Like, well, I need to fix this. I need to change that. Like, things like that. Like, nowadays you see, like, kids wanting to get, like, you know,
surgery.
Like, yeah, surgery. And I'm like, yeah. You're only 12. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. You haven't even developed yet. And they're just like, well, I want to look like Beyonce or, right. you know, peers mm-hmm. like.
Or Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, and they're yeah. like, their peers are, you know, developing and they're not. So they're like, well, if I don't look like that, I'm not beautiful. So. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that, I mean, that, and that goes here. And that's not only social media, just life in general.
Right.
And I'm guessing as the four of you being female, I'm guessing it's harder because as a guy, of course, nobody wants to be told when they're young, oh, you're ugly, you stink or whatever. But I'm guessing that's even harder, the whole self-esteem yeah. with, mm-hmm. with being a female as well
yeah.
because
yeah.
of the, whatever magazines or right. whatever that the expectations allegedly are, mm-hmm. are out there. The pictures see, okay, well, that's what I'm supposed to look like.
They're all fake.
And right.
Kim K. Exactly. Looks, so it's like, right. we all can't be Kim K. because we don't have that.
Right. Yeah. Well, but even so, I mean, they're all airbrushed.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
it's all, there's none of it's real.
Yeah.
You know, that if you see that, that's got to be a tough one. But do you guys, when talking with the young girls, is that something that comes up sometimes on their part? Like you said, that they say, hey, well, I know you mentioned that, yeah. Vanessa, but do you hear that, Kira, as well?
Not really with uh-huh. like kids, but I feel like people in our generation still feel that way. Like, oh, I have to be this size or I have to look their certain way to be beautiful. And that's not the case.
Yeah, that's like I said, I've never understood. I always mm-hmm. wanted to have a magazine with just normal, regular people.
Yeah.
Here's what it's really like. It's a, you know, that it's just, I never have, and I know there's been some of that out there, but that's got to make it tough. But yeah, self-esteem mm-hmm. is such a big thing. And Anthony, I'll bring you back in on that. Mm-hmm. We talked about this, that, you know, a lot of that, the respect begins with self-respect, and so much begins at home, but things have changed so much in society in general. It's harder for parents to parent, and not that one way is better than another way, but it's harder to parent to get the respect at home, which then if you don't have the respect for authority at home, where's that going to be when they're out in the world at school or with law enforcement or whatever? I mean, that's what your life going to be like if you don't have it starting at home.
You're right. No, you're absolutely right. And I think with respect, and the young ladies hit on that too, respect starts with self-respect. You know, one of the things that I love, and they may not even realize what they do when they do it, and I tell them all the time, most of the people that you inspire, that you'll never know because they're not going to tell you, but that doesn't mean that you're not having an impact on their lives. And these young ladies here, all of my WLC members to me are beautiful. They really are. And the beauty comes from who they are for me inside. And I know that for young people, they look at it and say, okay, you know, yeah, that's nice. Beauty in a nice side, but I don't want somebody criticizing me, but they're beautiful inside and out. But the main thing is simply that what they're doing is showing that I can love myself. I can love what I see in the mirror. I can be smart. I can be strong. I can be vocal. I can be a leader. I can do. These are all the things I can do. And what I want to do, what I think they've accomplished more than anything, is a lot of times it's those young ladies who have low self-esteem that put themselves in situations that are beneath who they are. And that's when you get in those relationships where somebody's taking advantage of you, when you're doing the things like we had touched on briefly, maybe sending an inappropriate picture of yourself because you just want somebody to like you. And that's these young ladies are showing the next generation of young ladies that when you like yourself first, there's nothing that you can't do. Like I said before, in this room, I've got young ladies from this community who are in school, who are not only in school, but who are successful in school, who are working, who are parents, who are older siblings, who are daughters, who are sisters, who are constantly striving to be bigger, better, and greater. And there's nothing special about them except the fact that they have stepped up to the challenge they put before themselves. Not the challenge that I gave them, the challenge they each came in here with a vision. And I've seen them grow over the past years. I've known some of them for shorter times than others, but I've known them and I've watched them grow. And I continue to see them grow. And I've watched them impact others. And so those are the kind of things that we're trying to do for young ladies. We're trying to show them that love yourself first. Push yourself, and there's nothing that you can't accomplish. No matter what, get rid of all the excuses. Because excuses are the easiest thing to have. They pop up every day. Mm-hmm. Every day. But you know what? As soon as they pop up, and most of the time, most of the excuses you're going to have, somebody else is going to give you.
Right.
Well, girl, you can't do that because X, Y, and Z. I'm not trying to hear that. I'm not trying to. You hold on to that because that's yours.
Right.
Don't give that to me. You know what I'm saying? And I love the fact that even when they go to the schools and the kids are given, they come equipped with their own excuses. These guys, they've taken on that. They don't accept those. I'm not accepting it. Don't tell me what you're not. Tell me what you are. And then they build on that. You want to see magic? Watch them at the schools. Magic. It's magic. When you see the beginning of those dialogues with these young people and then the end, you see lives changed. And that's why WLC is so near and dear to my heart.
Great organization here in the community. This is Galesburg Live. Thanks for being with us here this morning. I'm Tom Meredith, along with the coordinator of diversity and recruitment at Carl Sandburg College, Anthony Law, four members of the Women of Character program at Carl Sandburg College. We got with us Kiara Taylor, Vanessa Gibbs, Sylvia Chavez, and Shakisha Grays. Thanks for being with us here this morning. We were talking before the break a little bit about self-esteem and something you brought up, Anthony, you know, that I just want to be liked. I'm going to send that picture because I want to be liked. And I'm sure you guys realize this, and you probably hear this, and you probably have friends that have been through it. Well, I want him to like me. I want to date him, and he says he won't without this. Well, you know what? He doesn't care. If he doesn't respect you now, he's going to respect you less when you send a picture. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm sure you guys have probably seen that in your lives and seen people that have gone through that. And then that embarrassment that comes out later, which, I mean, granted, the guy can get in trouble for doing it, but some point, like, say, whatever you're doing in your life, oh, here's that picture I sent.
Yeah.
It just makes no sense. So, I mean, it's we'll talk a little bit more about Women of Character. I'll start with you, Kiara, and the impact that you feel like you're having on the community, and especially on the young kids.
I feel like I took WOC and moved it to Western. Like, everything that Anthony Law has taught me, I've taken it, and I continue to do it, like, with just being in the community and going to class. I'm going to sit in the front row of my classes. I'm going to ask about how, you know, I should be doing better in school and just continue to grow, basically.
Well, how about you, Vanessa? And not only with just young people, but even you were talking a little bit off the air about, you know, somebody you work with suggesting, hey, get in and talk to Mr. Law and maybe try to help change an adult's life, a young adult.
Yeah, definitely. Because, I don't know, before I started school, like, I had the negative thoughts, like, oh, I can't do anything. I don't have time for school. I don't da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And I was all about money. Like, I need to make the money, blah, blah. And I was like, I wasn't happy. Deep down inside, I was like, okay, I'm going to work every day. I hate this job. And mm-hmm. I was like, I want to do something that's a passion for me. So that's why I chose nursing. And I'm like, it's going to be hard. It's struggling. But it's all worth it because it's what I want to do. And the outcome is going to be so much greater after I accomplish all my hard work. So, and like, I hear people give me excuses, or I try and push them to go to school, and they're like, give me excuses. I'm like, well, this is that. And even my sister's seen a change in me. She's like, how can you stay so positive in like the down moments? And I'm like, because you're going to get out of it, you know? And WC has kind of seen, like, I've seen things happen. Like, I always thought I was going to, like, oh, if I get a bad grade on a test, that doesn't mean I'm going to fail the class. Just try harder. Mm-hmm. Just positive things like that. They help you through everyday life. And then overall, you're like, oh, my gosh, like, two semesters in a row, I've made Dean's List thinking that way. So it's like, you got to mm-hmm. go strong, and you've got to think positive, or else you're not going to make it. Like, you've got to love yourself.
Is it kind of fun sometimes to rebut those excuses people have when they
say,
I don't have time or whatever? Wait a minute, look at me. Take a look at me.
Yes. And then I name off all my excuses. I'm like, okay, I work, I have a son, I do this, I do that. And on top of that, I still have my fun. Like, if I can do all that, you can do this with none of that. Like, so, you know, if you're not, and I always think, if you're not doing anything, like sitting on your phone, I deleted Facebook because I'm like, I could be using that time with my son or my family or going outside to the park instead of, like, I would pass time and it'd be like, oh, it's been 2 hours and I've been sitting here on this media wondering what everybody else is doing with their lives, when I could be wondering what we're going to do today. So that's why I'm like, social media to me is like, it's a huge clog for people that, you know, mm-hmm. need to get out there, need to talk to people, interact with people. So WC has really, like, helped me with that.
That's a great idea, because I think a lot of us don't realize how much time we actually
yes.
spend on it. How about you, Sylvia? What kind of impact do you want Women of Character to have on our community?
I feel like we've had a really good impact. I feel like being a college student, we get that negative connotation, like, oh, they're just, like, partying, and they just do this, this, and this. And I feel like it's given us a better light to just be, like, a better influence on other people. We go out and help people. We go and, like, we mentor the students, you know. But just being able to build those connections and just know that we're not, you know, just little party animals and stuff like that. You know?
Well, and it's not, like, and it's not like that you're not a real college student, that you're not having fun. You still have time for everything you want to do.
Of course, too. But we also have time to go help other right. people, like, make right. those connections and just be a positive influence for everybody, you know. Just have a good time and just, like, be there for everybody.
And that's mm-hmm. fun
and,
for us.
Yeah, and it's fun for us. I mean, you're growing the community. Like, you're making it grow more, you know, like, spreading that love, I guess you could call it, to other people.
What kind of impact do you want to leave, Shakisha?
Well, I want to leave the impact that, like, you know, even with my background, like, you can do anything you put your heart, you know, or your mind to. Inspire girls to, you know, keep pushing on even when times get hard, because yeah, sure. it's not easy to be successful mm-hmm. or to,
it's
you
definitely
know, get,
right,
or to get to where you want to be. It's definitely worth it at the end. I mean, like, a lot of people, like, say, oh, I don't have the money to go to school. But, I mean, like, I don't have the money either, but, I mean, like,
scholarships. Oh,
right, yeah. Scholarships, you know, grant loans. Money, loans. I'm going to be in debt, but yeah. it's going to be worth it. So I'm investing in myself, and I feel like everyone should do that. Mm-hmm. Like, just find a passion and then see, like, if it's, you know, something you want to go into, like, as a mm-hmm. profession, a career, like, career lifestyle. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to be stuck at a, you know, just to, like, I guess a job, like, for the rest mm-hmm. of my life. I just want a career. Like, I want something, like, I can, mm-hmm. you know, live with and be satisfied with. Mm-hmm. Like, you won't see me working at, like, Hy-Vee again. So.
You have anything wrong with
right.
that.
Right, right.
It's not what you want to
nothing's
do,
wrong.
Though.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just not yeah. me. Like, I want to yeah. go further and be able to inspire other people. Like, okay, you can yeah. start at Hy-Vee, and then you can work in a hospital. You know,
right.
so,
right.
like,
mm-hmm.
it's, Hy-Vee isn't, I'm just using Hy-Vee as an example. That job isn't, like, you know, the only thing like that should be your life.
There's something else out there.
Something else.
Yeah. Strive for more.
Right.
So I guess part of it, and Kira, is trying to get the kids to realize that there is a future out there, and you have to be thinking at least a little bit about that now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's what goes on social media or just making plans and kind of put your mind to it. It's like, okay, well, if I'm going to do this, I probably shouldn't be doing this now in the future. Hey, Anthony, I want to bring you back in because something that Shakisha mentioned is that excuse, the no money. It's just like we said, opening your eyes and looking and doing some research, finding things to do in the community. Same thing with that excuse, I'm not going to school because I don't have the money. There are so many resources out there. A matter of finding them, and that can start just by talking to somebody at Carl Sandburg College.
I'll be honest with you. Yeah. From Galesburg and then Warren County, Galesburg has the Galesburg Promise. Warren County has the Warren County basically equivalent to that. So what that means is if you've attended Galesburg schools or Warren County schools starting in 2019-2020 school year, you're it's free. It's all taken care of. Your tuition is free. It's paid for. So that's a promise that the community made to give you an opportunity to further your education. Now, the cost of that is doing the application within the deadline. I mean, and there's no excuse for that because they're offering that assistance with that at the schools. So, I mean, it's one of those things that, once again, if this is your goal, if this is something that you want to do, taking ownership of that, parents, sometimes our kids aren't ready for that. They don't realize, they don't look past tomorrow. So we need to be involved. I can tell all the parents, around between October and February is the time to start looking into financial aid for that upcoming school year for the Galesburg Promise. Take advantage of these opportunities. Come out and see us. More. A lot of times we'll get students that are come out and looking for an opportunity like this week or the next week. Well, classes start on the 20th. It's never too late, but you make it more of a challenge the later you wait. So why not? The reality is, after graduation, life goes on. So let's see. Start looking now. I say to all of my seniors when I go to the high school, even my juniors, I say, start thinking about your future now. The decisions you make right now, the difference between that getting a C in a class and a B in a class and an A in a class, is sometimes can affect your scholarship opportunities. So try a little harder. You know, if you're a solid B student, go for that A. Because the reality is, you know, the more that you invest, like Shakisha said, invest in yourself. Mm-hmm. It's a commitment to yourself. You know, and it goes back to what the young lady said at the very beginning. If I like myself, if I learn to, I'm going to do more. If I love myself, I'm going to do even more. So love yourself, invest in yourself. The expectation is that, okay, I'm going to do the minimum for myself and expect you to do the maximum. Makes no sense.
Absolutely. Anthony Law is the coordinator of diversity and recruitment at Carl Sandburg College. Anthony, thank you again for doing this morning, and thanks for the work you do with all these young people and the impact on our community.
And thank you for having us. We appreciate it. With, like I said, the opportunity to share our stories with our community is, really warms our hearts. Thank you.
Our women of character joining us this morning, Shakisha, Vanessa, Kiara, Sylvia, thank you guys so much for coming in, what you're doing for the community.
Thank you for inviting us.